Chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven, and a new earth, for the first heaven, and the first earth did pass away, and the sea is not any more. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of the heaven, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the heaven, saying, Lo, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will tabernacle with them, and they shall be his peoples, and God himself shall be with them, their God. And God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and the death shall not be any more, nor sorrow, nor crying, nor shall there be any more pain, because the first things did go away. And he, who is sitting upon the throne said, Lo, new I make all things. And he saith to me, Write, because these words are true, and steadfast. And he said to me, It hath been done. I am the Alpha, and the Omega, the beginning, and the end. I, to him, who is thirsting, will give of the fountain of the water of the life freely. He who is overcoming shall inherit all things, and I will be to him, a God, and he shall be to me, the Son. And to fearful, and unsteadfast, and abominable, and murderers, and warmongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all the liars, their part is in the lake that is burning with fire and brimstone, which is a second death. And there came unto me one of the seven messengers, who have the seven vials that are full of the seven last plagues, and he spake with me, saying, Come, I will show thee the bride of the Lamb, the wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and did show to me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light is like a stone most precious, as a jasper stone clear as crystal. Having also a wall great and high, having 12 gates, and at the gates 12 messengers, and names written thereon, which are those of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. At the east 3 gates, at the north 3 gates, at the south 3 gates, at the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he, who is speaking with me, had a golden reed, that he may measure the city, and its gates, and its wall. And the city lieth square, and the length of it is as great as the breadth. And he did measure the city with the reed, furlongs 12,000, the length, and the breadth, and the height, of it are equal. And he measured its wall, 144 cubits, the measure of a man, that is, of the messenger. And the building of its wall was jasper, and the city is pure gold, like to pure glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city with every precious stone have been adorned, the first foundation jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, chalcedony, the fourth, emerald, the fifth, sardonyx, the sixth, sardius, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, topaz, the tenth, chrysoprasus, the 11th, jacinth, the 12th, amethyst. And the 12 gates are 12 pearls, each several one of the gates was of one pearl, and the broad place of the city is pure gold, as transparent glass. And a sanctuary I did not see in it, for the Lord God, the Almighty, is its sanctuary, and the Lamb. And the city hath no need of the sun, nor of the moon, that they may shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the lamp of it is the Lamb. And the nations of the saved in its light shall walk, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honour into it. And its gates shall not at all be shut by day, for night shall not be there. And they shall bring the glory and the honour of the nations into it. And there may not at all enter into it anything defiling, and doing abomination, and a lie, but those written in the scroll of the life of the Lamb.